number 12 is from Corporation Counsel. Status report on District Council 48 versus Milwaukee County relating to former income maintenance employee.
For the record, my name is Patty Yonk. I'm the Director of Public Policy for Milwaukee District Council 48 for about the next 4 days. I'm here before you because I have grave concerns about three issues that are currently repeating themselves in Milwaukee County legislative process. The first is that in an effort to be very transparent, the county board currently posts all the agendas, they post the minutes, and they also post the audio of the committee meetings and the board meetings, which is obviously very helpful to keep the public as well as myself aware of what happens during the legislative deliberations. There has been an incredible increase, in my opinion, of the incidences in which the county board committees go into closed session. And certainly I can respect, as can my organization, the fact that that would be appropriate when you are discussing things that have a sensitive and or potentially legal relationship that you would not want to do those in open session. What I have, however, is great concern because, and I will use today's example, it says that you're going to go into discussion. It doesn't say anything about possibly taking action, nor did it at the previous occasion when it was posted for discussion. And obviously, anytime you have discussion, there's the potential for, you know, an action, but I think that it ought to state that it's not simply a discussion possibility. It might as well say discussion and possible action. I think that that is very, very critical. The other thing that I find very disturbing is that when you go through the minutes, there is never any reflection of any action that was taken, even when action is taken in those closed sessions, as was the incident with this last situation, because obviously someone made the decision to appeal our case, which obviously is your right. However, there is no reflection of how that process took place, who authorized that motion, what the vote was, nothing at all. There is no representation in the minutes that anything was taken. There is nothing on the audio that tells you what happened. And I think if you're going to go through this process of, and I applaud you, of trying to be very transparent and very out front in terms of what action you have a gaping hole. And whether or not I sit in my role as the Director of Public Policy for AFSCME, or I sit in my role as a citizen from Milwaukee County, I care enough about what happens to this governmental body. I want to know the logic behind why you made that decision. I want to know what you did and how you made that decision in the best interest of Milwaukee County citizens. And I cannot help but believe when that is absent that it has a much more political nature. And let us not at all, you know, fool ourselves that this issue of the income maintenance staff being taken and going to the state because the state took over the income maintenance function is riddled with politics, and it's riddled from the time that there was the agreement made between the state and AFSCME that our members wouldn't be thrown under the bus and have to become state employees when the state was going to come in and take over that process. And somehow along the line, we forget the history that that discussion took place with the board chair. And he initially agreed to that and had no problems with that. And it was only later that somehow there was this turnaround. So I think that obviously this becomes a very polarizing situation for us and a very emotional one. And I wrote an email to many of you indicating to you that in my years, this was the cruelest thing that I have ever seen Milwaukee County do. When you send a letter to employees that's dated the 21st of December and it receives at their home on the 28th of December telling them that they were terminated, When the county knew about this situation back when the state budget was adopted on July 1st, and you did no action whatsoever to provide them any of their rights under civil service, to the point that we had to go to court, and then to have this singularly decided at the last minute that you were going to somehow make this decision, whoever made the decision and under what basis. And I think that when you have that sort of thing in an environment where we already are feeling a lack of sort of buy-in to the legislative process, it really affects the entire governance of this body, because I think people want transparency. I can deal with disagreeing with someone and they're disagreeing with me, and I can respect that disagreement as I expect them to respect my position, but I want to know it uphand. We're not playing poker here. We're not playing five-card stud and trying to determine, you know, who's going to have the best hand by keeping it covered. So I really appreciate the opportunity to make my comments today, but I guess more than anything else, I would ask that this body take whatever action is necessary to make sure that that process is not contaminated any further than it is, and that people who have given 25 years of their life get a little bit more respect than having the chair of the personnel committee saying, quote, "I don't feel sorry for him." Well, he's not the one who had to take the calls from these people the 28th of December asking, well, what does this mean? That was the only formal conversation that Milwaukee County issued to those people, 300 people. And I think everyone in this county government should be ashamed of that. I certainly am as a citizen. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Young. Ms. Young, you indicated, and I don't know if you were speaking generically, or you were directing your comments to the members of the committee as it relates to going into closed session, not having a record. Of course, there would not be record. Other than the fact that we've gone into closed session. So I'm trying to recall, and I was about to ask Mr. Grady, Mr. Session, or Ms. Durham.
I don't believe that this issue has ever come before this committee. It certainly wasn't ever posted. I certainly hope it didn't. And I have found no record within the entire records online of Milwaukee County where this issue, or any committee, where any action was taken.
Okay.
Or recorded.
Well, I had to ask the question because I'm wondering.
Yes.
I don't recall. So thank you very much, Matt. Thank you. Any comments? What's the pleasure of the committee? Do you want to continue or do you want to take a break?
Mr. Chair, in terms of scheduling.
Oh, 30, yeah.
Mr. McCarl from Michael Best, if you want to discuss the merits of that litigation, you have to leave shortly.
Okay, we have to. There was a temporary layover for item number 11. We need to notice going into closed session and vote upon going into closed session so that there's an opportunity to hear from Mr. McCarl, if that is the will of the committee.
Mr. Chair, what about 12 and 13?
Right now, he has to be somewhere.
But are we coming back in open session?
We can go back in open session. We can do that.
To go into closing again?
We can do that. Number 11 was temporarily laid over, and I believe that he does.
That's what the motion is, to go into closed session for all three items.
It was.
Yes. Okay.
As I understand, Mr. Chair, the Corp Counsel has given us the opinion that it's been properly noticed and these are items of proper discussion in closed session, and he's cautioned us to go no further on number 11 without going into closed session.
Yes.
And I believe Supervisor Weishan made the motion to go into closed session for all three of those.
And we spoke, Ms. Young spoke to item number 12. Is there anyone here to speak to item 13 before we go into closed session? Is there a need to do that? session? No? Okay. Did you read the notice?
Thank you. Committee may adjourn into closed session under the provisions of Wisconsin Statute Section 1985-1G for the purpose of the committee receiving oral or written advice from legal counsel concerning strategy to be adopted with respect to pending or possible litigation with regard to the following matters, and that would be items 11, 12, and 13. At the conclusion of the closed session, the committee may reconvene an open session to take whatever actions it may deem necessary. And I would just like to, Mr. Chair, ask Corp Counsel, if we don't reconvene an open session, the public should understand that we took no action. Isn't that correct?
Or we can temporarily go into open sessions, state that there has been no action, and then adjourn.
Mr. Chairman, both are acceptable. It is a given that to comply with the open meetings law, you cannot take action in a closed session.
Right.
To my knowledge, no action has been taken on any of these matters in closed session at any prior time.
I mean, just to kind of address Ms. Young's question, this committee has taken no action regarding number 12 and the lack of any indication of formal actions indicates that.
Yes, it's acceptable to adjourn from closed session if you're not taking any action.
Yeah, it can be done either way.
And I so move. I think Mr. Supervisor Weston's already moved.
Okay. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll to see if the committee would like to go into closed session?
Jurcet.
Aye.
Washa.
Aye.
Cesar.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Vote is 6-0. We're now closed session.